Hare Krishna, dear devotees. I once again welcome all of you to this Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. So today we will be having our class, not Bhagavatam, but it is a glorification of Acharyas. So the topics of glorifications of Srila Madhvacharya, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Srila Murari Gupta. So I welcome His Grace Jivana Gaura Hari Prabhu to give this glorification of all Acharyas. We are also very fortunate to have your association, Prabhuji. So every time you come, you take us to virtual parikrama. So being this Kartik month, we are very fortunate to have you. And after the class, Prabhuji, it is a 1 hour class because we are being Kartik month. We will be having the parikrama after the class, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna. Welcome to all assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So as told earlier, we are fortunate to hear about the glorious pastimes of our Gaudiya Acharyas, and that too especially in this Kartik month. So Vrindavan Das Thakur and Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami repeatedly say that we have to just simply be absorbed in the instructions and also in the glorious pastimes of this great Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, who are our hope in this age of Kali for our ultimate deliverance. So first we will be seeing about the glorious pastimes of Srila Madhvacharya. So we all know that there are four, could you see the screen, Mataji, Anita Mataji?
Yes, Prabhuji, we can see.
So we all know that there are four authorized Vaishnava Sampradaya: Sri Sampradaya, Madhva Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, and Kumara Sampradaya. Out of these four authorized Vaishnava Sampradaya, Lord Chaitanya took two instructions as essence from each Sampradaya, but he accepted the parampara of Madhvacharya. So Madhvacharya, we call our parampara as Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. So Madhvacharya is our parampara. Madhvacharya, Lakshmi Tirtha, the other parampara goes, and from Lakshmi Tirtha, Madhavendra Puri, Ishwara Puri, and Lord Chaitanya, they come. So our sampradaya is Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. So we are all fortunate to hear about the glorious pastime of Srila Madhvacharya. So the Lord Brahma, and then from Brahma comes the Acharya of this Sampradaya, Madhvacharya. And from Lakshmi Devi comes the Acharya, Ramanujacharya. And from Lord Shiva comes the Acharya, Vishnu Swami. And from the four Kumaras, Nimbarka comes. So this is the parampara. And Brahma is our head. And Madhvacharya also comes in our parampara. And Lord Chaitanya, even before his appearance in this material world, he gave darshan to Madhvacharya and told that when I descend in this material world, I will accept your sampradaya. So Madhvacharya, he was born at Udupi, South India, near to Mangalore. And he is none other than expansion of Hanumanji. So Hanumanji, Bhima, Madhvacharya, they are all interrelated personalities. And Madhvacharya, he was living in 13th century, and he also visited Navadip Dham. The 13th century, he came to Mahatpur, and he came to Navadip just by walking on the river Ganga, because he is none other than the wind personified. And then he came to the island called as Mahatpur. And he also had a wonderful darshan of Lord Chaitanya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed to all these four great Vaishnava Acharyas that I will be descending in this material world to give Prema Nama Sankirtan. So Madhvacharya, so wind, we all know that actually no one can stop wind. No one can stop Hanuman, no one can stop Bhima, and no one can stop Madhvacharya. So in his early childhood days, at the age of 5 to 6, he took Upanayan. Then at the age of between 10 to 12, he took sannyas. And then, in spite of his father refusing him to take the renounced order, he took it. And then he started his Tirtha Yatra. Because Madhvacharya, he completely defeated the Mayavada philosophy. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also took the other principle, the deity worship, the Krishna deity worship from this sampradaya. And from Udupi, he traveled first to Rameshwaram, because all these places, wherever he traveled, there were monasteries of Shankaracharya and the huge followers. He would just go there and then he would defeat them in a massive way. Everyone has to accept his defeat. His Siddhanta was very strong. Even if the snake has a poisonous teeth, if it is taken out, it cannot harm any person. Like that, Madhvacharya Siddhanta was so strong that he actually took the teeth of Mayavada Tattva. And he established that the Jivatma and the Supreme Lord are different entities. And the material world is real, though it is temporary. And Lord Vishnu is the only object of love. And then from Rameshwaram, he came to Srirangam, because every places the Shankara Math has their own missionary and monastery. So he also established the Tattvavadi concept, the duality, wherever he went, irrespective of the amazing number of followers the Shankara sect they were having. And then he traveled from Srirangam later on to Badrikashram, his favorite place. And then he also took many valuable transcendental instruction from his Gurudev, Vyasadeva. And then from there he went to Dwaraka. He had a wonderful darshan of Lord Krishna's pastime, Leela Stali. And from there he went to Kurukshetra. And in Kurukshetra, I think whatever the we actually take darshan of those places which are tangibly visible, but Madhvacharya could visualize those transcendental pastimes. And then he came to Varanasi, because it is the headquarters of Shankara sect. He had a wonderful darshan of Ganga. There also he defeated the Mayavada philosophy. And he converted them. Not only he defeated, he converted them. He elevated them to the worship of Lord Vishnu. Then he came to Prayag, where there is a sangam of three rivers, Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati. And then he stayed there for many days. And then he came to Gaya, had a wonderful darshan of Gaya Dham, Gadadhar, a deity. And then came to Naimisharanya. He traveled hugely, like he traveled to Kamyavan, he also traveled to Vrindavan. He was mesmerized by the transcendental sweet pastimes of Lord Krishna. And then he finally came back to Udupi. So when he came back to Udupi, there was a sweet pastime how the Udupi Krishna deity revealed himself to be worshipped by Madhvacharya. Rukmini Devi, she was mesmerized by her husband's Bal Gopal Leela. And she used to hear not only from other devotees and also from the elderly persons about Lord Krishna stealing butter at Vrindavan. She had a desire to worship that Balagopal deity. And being a chastened wife, she submitted her request to Krishna. And Krishna immediately ordered Vishwakarma to make a wonderful Balagopal deity out of the Shalagram Shila. And it was duly handed over to her, and she was worshipping the deity in her inner chamber. And after the Yadu dynasties, they winded up and they went back home, back to Godhead. Then it came to the hands of Arjuna, and it was kept in the courtyard of Rukmini Devi. Then actually the sand gopi, it got covered. And then the merchants from Dwaraka, they took the huge pile of Gopi Chand and they brought it to Udupi. And in the sea, that boat was actually in a complete distressed condition. It cannot move. They requested help from Madhvacharya. Madhvacharya simply showed his hand, and then the boat moved. And then they just asked out of gratitude, what do you want as a gift? Then he told, you can give me the clay of Gopi Chand. And actually, when they removed the gopi covering, they found the wonderful deity of Balagopal, having stick in one hand and also a rope in the other hand. Nobody could lift the deity, even 30% couldn't lift the deity. But it was amazingly taken by Madhvacharya because he is a wind god. And apart from that, he is very powerful. No one can stop him. He did a lot of miracles. So we can see that this Balagopal deity was personally worshipped by Rukmini Devi at Dwaraka, then brought to Udupi, installed by Madhvacharya, and later when Lord Chaitanya came during his South India tour, he had a wonderful darshan of this Balagopal deity. So this is how actually the background of this deity came, Balagopal deity. So the deity reveals themselves to those who want to worship them out of intense love and devotion. And the Udupi temple is very, very famous. The deity worship standard still is very high at Udupi. And the Lord Chaitanya also had wonderful darshan of this Balagopal deity, and he danced in ecstasy. And then he was mesmerized by the beauty of Balagopal. He was in complete trance. That is vividly explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So this is a wonderful temple architect of Krishna Udupi temple. And also the wonderful mesmerizing deity of Balagopal. So Madhvacharya, so he did many miracles. That is nothing new to his prowess. So even in his childhood days, when his father incurred a heavy debt, so he was able to turn many tamarind seeds into coins to pay those debts. And then when one of his disciples was attacked by tiger, he just chased away the tiger. And then even in his young age, at the age of 4 or 5, he was able to kill a big snake, and also the snake in the form of a demon. So like that, many, many miracles he did this. And Madhvacharya, he is actually a ferocious preacher because none of the authorized Sampradaya founder, they could tolerate the oneness, the Mayavada Siddhanta. So actually, he was a ferocious preacher. He wrote many, many books. And that's why actually even Jiva Goswami, from many of his Sandarbha, he would draw many quotations from Madhvacharya's commentary. So actually our Sampradaya is strongly supported by Madhvacharya's teachings. And this is also the beautiful deity form of Balagopal. So Madhvacharya, he ferociously preached at Udupi, and then at the final disappearing Leela, So he was giving instruction on Aitareya Upanishad. And he was telling to his disciples that when I leave my body, my spirit will be here forever and my body will go to Badrikashram, which is my favorite place of my Gurudev Vyasadeva. So that's why even now in the same place where Madhvacharya used to give his Upanyasa Gudupi, the Pejavar Swamis, they used to sit on that Vyasasan on behalf of Madhvacharya. They strongly preach the Tattvavada philosophy, the duality, that the living entity and the Supreme Lord are different. So many more wonderful teachings of Madhvacharya. One way we can say that Madhvacharya, he participated in Lord Chaitanya's Leela as Murari Gupta, because Murari Gupta is expansion of Hanuman and Madhvacharya. He is also in strong connection with the wind god, Hanuman, Bhima. So all the Acharyas, they took part in Lord Chaitanya's Leela. Lord Chaitanya's Leela is very special that everyone, like Madhvacharya as Murari Gupta, Ramanujacharya, he came as Anantacharya, and he witnessed the pastime of Lord Chaitanya's wedding with Lakshmi Devi. Vishnu Swami came as Vallabhacharya. And Nimbarka Acharya came as Nimbaditya. Like that. So powerful, so strong. Mahaprabhu took two principles from each sampradaya. From Ramanujacharya sampradaya, he took unalloyed devotion, freed from karma and jnana, and also the Vaishnava Seva. From the Vishnu Swami sampradaya, total dependence on Krishna, and also the spontaneous devotional path. From Nimbarka Sampradaya, he took exclusive shelter of Srimati Radharani and the exalted mood of gopis towards Krishna. So Mahaprabhu actually collaborated all the four authorized Vaishnava Sampradaya. Then comes our famous Chaitanya Charitamrita author, Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami. So near to Katwa, there is a place called as Jamatpur. It is the birthplace of Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami. So he stayed there. He is a staunch follower of Lord Nityananda. He wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita. We all know that. In his old age, at the fragile end of his life tenure, he was dumb. He was almost dumb. His eyesight was not proper. But in spite of that, since he was empowered by Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, he could write the Herculean task. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita are the two most highest treasure. And even if somehow or other one loses Srimad Bhagavatam, but still has Chaitanya Charitamrita in his hand, there is nothing to fear, there is nothing to worry. He has not lost anything, because the finer details of Srimad Bhagavatam are put in a Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he had staunch faith on Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. That's why in his Mangalacharan, he used to offer his obeisances unto this true Lord. And at the end of every chapter, he used to offer obeisances to Rupa Goswami and Raghunatha Dasa Goswami. And the place where he wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita was at the bank of Radha Kund. It's just a 10 feet by 10 feet place. Prabhupada used to call the books as Brihat Mridanga. Whatever he wrote in that place, now actually Chaitanya Charitamrita is distributed profusely, widely all over the world. And a lot of people all around the world, irrespective of the countries, they are able to understand the deep teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So this is actually the Bhajan Kutir of Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami. So it's a nice, interesting pastime that happened at Jamatpur. So there was a priest called as Gunarnava Mishra who was worshipping the deity. At that time, Lord Nityananda's favorite devotee called as Meenaketan Ramadas, he entered Krishnadasa Kaviraj Goswami house. His Krishnadasa Kaviraj Goswami brother was Shyamadas Kaviraj. But when Meenaketan Ramadas came, Gunarnama Mishra failed to offer him respect, but later when he was chastised by Meenaketan Ramadas, he accepted Gunarnama Mishra. And later, when the Sankirtan was over, Shyamadas Kaviraj had a heated argument with Meenaketan Ramadas, in which Meenaketan Ramadas, he was completely dissatisfied. He broke the flute because Shyamadas Kaviraj had faith on Lord Chaitanya, but little faith on Lord Nityananda. For that, actually, he left out of the house out of anger. And Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami chastised his brother for not duly offering respect to Lord Nityananda's favorite associate. And Lord Nityananda appeared at the dream before Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami. And he told, go to Vrindavan, do not fear. He will attain all things. And then he just showed his hand, taking that as the mercy and instruction. Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami from West Bengal, Jamatpur, near Katwa, he traveled all along the way to Vrindavan. And then he stayed at the bank of Radha Kund. He had wonderful association of Raghunatha Dasa Goswami. Raghunatha Dasa Goswami used to give 3 to 4 hours Gauralila lectures at the bank of the Radha Kund. He just heard those lectures and he was able to compile since he was ordered and empowered by Lord Nityananda. So whatever the pastime Lord Chaitanya manifested has come to this world only by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, because Chaitanya Bhagavat author is Vrindavan Das Thakur. He was the last disciple of Lord Nityananda. So only Lord Nityananda could reveal all these hidden secrets. Lord Chaitanya is the only hidden secret for all the people in this age of Kali. The only breaking news is that Lord Chaitanya has advented 500 years before at Navadip, and he is giving freely Prema Nama Sankirtan. Nama is there. Holy name is there in all the four ages. But through Nam, one can attain Prema was revealed only by Lord Chaitanya. And then he also had blessings of Shri Shri. There are three. He is the Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami. His guru, in one sense, we can say, Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, who is the Prayojana Acharya. Prayojana Acharya means the Acharya who gives the ultimate goal. And he had the blessings of Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan. So when he desired that he wanted to compile Chaitanya Charitamrita, then the garland from the neck of Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan fell on the neck of Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami. Then he took it as a blessing. Then he was able to compile Chaitanya Charitamrita. So wonderful nectarian. And actually, this is the original handwriting of Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami. If you go to Jamatpur, his original handwriting, whatever he has written, Chaitanya Charitamrita, they still have those palm leaf manuscript. And in the right hand side, we see the Paduka, the slipper which Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami used to wear, and also his favorite worshipable Gaur Nitai deity. So he used to say, Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami, that I am more sinful than Jagai and Madai, and lower than a maggot in a stool. So the worms in a stool. So Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami, he is not actually exaggerating his humility. Because the worms in the stool, they claim to the fellow associate worms that, see how nicely I am slithering in the wet portion of the stool. Like that, they have a mood of pride. That's why he is using the word that I am lower than a maggot in a stool. For us, apparently, we feel that actually the worms which are in the stool are very, very ugly. But the worm in the stool is having a sense of pride that I am enjoying like my life. Like the children's go and then play in the swimming pool. Mommy, Papa, I'm enjoying my life. Like that, the stool, the worms in the stool also has that mood of pride. That's why he is saying that I am lower than a maggot in a stool. Actually, for a Rasika Vaishnava, for a Mahabhagavata, they don't have even a tinge of pride, not even a tinge of pride. That's why out of extreme humility, he says that whoever hears my name loses the results of his virtuous deed, and whoever utters my name commits a sin. This is the position taken by him, but it should not be taken literally. On the other hand, Vrindavan Das Thakur mentions that in Chaitanya Bhagavat, whoever utters the associates of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, the whole universe can be delivered. So it is actually the humility on his part. But we should glorify him and then see him as equal to Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda's pure representative. Other than Nityananda, could anyone in this world show mercy to one as abominable as me? So actually, this is the sutra to get mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. If we think ourselves that I am the most fallen, then we become eligible to get their mercy. Nityananda Prabhu is the incarnation of mercy. He is so intoxicated by ecstatic love that he does not discriminate between the good and the bad. And that's why we are all qualified. Because he doesn't discriminate, so automatically the residue in the bottom portion of the cup has to come up to the creamy layer in the top. So since Lord Nityananda doesn't discriminate, we naturally have to come to the top portion by his mercy. He delivers anyone who fall down before him. Just to raise your hand, offer Dandavat Pranam, Nityananda Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very pleased. Therefore, he has delivered such a sinful and fallen person as me. So actually, this is the mood actually Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami is exhibiting, that every conditioned soul should imbibe this mood. We are not going to lose anything. We may do devotional service to one's capacity, to whatever extent we have desire, endeavor, or empower. That is the other side. But the mood that I am the most fallen, abominable, I am the most sinful, that mood everyone needs to take, and that is the reality. So he is also showing the mood. That's why in catering business or in hotel business, whether it's a non-devotee or a devotee, if they make a nice recipe of a food which is very, very tasty, and if it has 5 or 6 ingredients, if you ask what are all the ingredients that you have put that it has become so much tasty, in a loud voice they will say 3 or 4 ingredient name. Then 4th to 5th, the voice will go down slowly. 6th ingredient, so and so. You try. It will come. They will not give the recipe even for the sweetie food. But here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given the supreme taste, and he has also given the recipe in what mood one has to chant. And that's given through Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami, Pranada Pisuni Chain. This is the mood. This is the recipe to get the highest taste. So that's why Lord Chaitanya is most munificent and magnanimous, because he is giving the complete recipe. He not only gives the nama, the holy name with which one can get the highest taste, but also the mood with which it has to be chanted, that no one gives. He is also giving the password. So magnanimous. And Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami, his samadhi is also at the banks of Radha Kund, along with Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami, and Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami. So he also has written many wonderful books: Chaitanya Charitamrita, Govinda Leelamrita, and also commentary on Krishna Karanamrita, written by Billa Mangal Thakur. So Govinda Leelamrita, it is all esoteric topic. Narottam Das Thakur says that கவிராஜ கோஸ்வாமி இஸ் ரசிக வைஷ்ணவா மகாபாகவதா பரமஹம்சா. த டீப் இன்டிமேட் பாஸ்ட் டைம், எஸ்பெஷலி த செப்பரேஷன் மூட், ஹவு தே ஆர் லாங்கிங் அண்ட் ஹவு இட் இஸ் பர்னிங் தர் ஹார்ட், இட் இஸ் கம்ப்ளீட்லி ரிட்டர்ன் இன் கோவிந்த லீலாமிருதா. பட் இட்ஸ் ஃபார் ரசிக பக்தா ஆன் த ஹையஸ்ட் பிளாட்ஃபார்ம். பட் ஃபார் அ பர்சன் ஹூ வாண்ட்ஸ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் த மூட் மைண்ட் அண்ட் ஹார்ட் ஆஃப் சச் ரசிக வைஷ்ணவா, கோவிந்த லீலாமிருதா இஸ் த பர்ஃபெக்ட் புக். பட் ஸ்ரீல பக்தி சித்தாந்த சரஸ்வதி டாக்கூர் சேஸ் ஃபார் அ சாதனா பக்தா இட் இஸ் ஃபோர்பிடன், பட் ஃபார் அ ரசிக வைஷ்ணவா இட் இஸ் ஆக்சுவலி த ஃப்ளோ ஆஃப் இஸ் மைண்ட் அண்ட் ஹார்ட் ரன்னிங் டுவர்ட்ஸ் ராதா கிருஷ்ணா. பட் அட்லீஸ்ட் வி கேன் அப்ரிஷியேட் ஃப்ரம் த அட்லீஸ்ட் ஃப்ரம் த எக்ஸ்டர்னல் பாயிண்ட் தட் ஹவு தீஸ் பர்சனாலிட்டிஸ் கிருஷ்ணதாச கவிராஜ கோஸ்வாமி அஸ் கஸ்தூரி மஞ்சரி இஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் அப்சர்வ் த நெக்டாரியன் பாஸ்ட் டைம்ஸ் ஆஃப் ராதா அண்ட் கிருஷ்ணா. ஒன்லி தோஸ் பர்சனாலிட்டிஸ் குட் ரைட் சச் புக்ஸ் லைக் சைத்தன்ய சரிதாமிருதா, நாட் அ ஆர்டினரி பர்சனாலிட்டி. அண்ட் தென் வி கேன் ஹியர் அபவுட் த க்ளோரியஸ் பாஸ்ட் டைம்ஸ் ஆஃப் முராரி குப்தா. முராரி குப்தா இஸ் நன் அதர் தேன் த எக்ஸ்பேன்ஷன் ஆஃப் ஹனுமான். முராரி குப்தா ஹி வாஸ் பார்ன் இன் அ ஆயுர்வேத பிசிஷியன் ஃபேமிலி. ஹி குட் ட்ரீட் நாட் ஓன்லி த பர்சன்ஸ் மெட்டீரியல் பாடிலி டிசீஸ் பட் ஆல்சோ ஹி கேன் புட் அன் எண்ட் டு த மெட்டீரியல் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். So it is actually the Murari Gupta Bhavan, which is behind the Chaitanya Math headquarters. And then we can see the wonderful murtis of Sitaram Lakshman, Bhakta Hanuman. The wonderful darshan of Murari Gupta Bhavan. And actually many interesting pastime happened with Nimai. Murari Gupta was very, very senior in age compared with Nimai's advent. So Murari Gupta, he was also in one way, along with Nimai, he was studying at the Gurukul of Gangadas Pandit. Nimai would often debate with Murari Gupta. He would defeat him, and sometimes even the argument and defeat would go into the shore of the Ganges, and sometimes they even scuffle and push each other. The portion of the Ganga itself completely became muddy, that even Matajis could not get water from their pot, and other elderly members could not bath at Ganga. Such intimate pinpricking pastime Nimai exhibited with Murari Gupta. So he was a grahastha. Murari Gupta, along with Srivas Thakur, Chandrasekhar Acharya, they are all originally from Srihatta district of Bangladesh, but later they moved to Navadeep Dham. So whenever the pastime happened at Srivas Thakur's house, Murari Gupta was also the person who would stand there first. And in the Mahaprakasa Leela, Nimai exhibited different forms. And he called, "Murari, Murari, come here." And then he showed the form of Lord Ramachandra. And then he got completely fainted. And Nimai also tested Murari Gupta, saying that, "You take exclusive shelter of Krishna, worship him, because service to Krishna only can give satisfaction to mind and heart." But Murari Gupta could not give worship of Sita Ram. And then he wanted to commit suicide, and then he had a knife. The next day Nimai came to his house, and then he took the knife. For what purpose it is kept? Then he revealed his mood. Then he told, "Actually, the body of my devotee belongs to me. You don't have any right to take it away." And then he told, "Yesterday Shivananda Sen also gave me a lot of food with the ghee, and I had indigestion." And then he just drank water from the iron pot of Murari Gupta, and then his indigestion got cured. So he's also giving the message, the uchishta of a pure devotee can cure even the material diseases as well, and can also put an end to that material existence. And at Srivastava Thakur's house, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited his Chaturbhuja Murti, Murari Gupta became a Garuda bird. And then he started to ride on that. Such intimate pastime. And actually, he was actually Murari Gupta, since he was a senior by birth, he along with his follower, he used to wander at Navadvip street talking about Jnana Marga. And actually, Nima, you would hear that. And then along with his friend, in a mimicry mode, he would just walk like how Murari Gupta would walk, and then would gesture his hand, how Murari Gupta is gesturing his hand, and then how he is speaking. And then he used to say to Murari Gupta, "So you are giving up the path of bhakti and you are promoting Jnana Marga. I am going to teach you a lesson." Then when Murari Gupta was taking his lunch at his house, then Nimai, as a small child, he came behind. And immediately he passed urine all over the plate of Murari Gupta. And then he clapped his hand. And then with a strong authoritative way, he told that you are giving up the path of Bhakti Yoga and you are preaching and promoting Jnana Marga. And then he was completely mesmerized, Murari Gupta. He was just thinking. He is speaking in so authoritative way. So he could be none other than Krishna. Then he immediately went to the house of Jagannath Prasad. He wanted to say the naughty, mischievous thing of Nimai, but at the lap of the Jagannath Prasad and Sachi Devi, there was a little tug of war that who would have Nimai in their lap and who would kiss his chin first. Then he immediately got mesmerized by the beauty of Nimai, and then he became silent. So this is the transcendental pastime. So sometimes one may ask why Nimai passed urine on the plate of Murari Gupta. I can recount one incident where Giriraj Swami told that actually when Srila Prabhupada was in his bed and he couldn't move, actually there was a lota where actually the devotees took it near to the abdomen of Srila Prabhupada to catch urine. And at that time, Giriraj Swami told that it was completely fragrant, that the entire room got surcharged with the fragrance of Srila Prabhupada's urine. And also we find in Srimad Bhagavatam Rishabhadev, no? Even his stool, urine, and the fragrance was almost to 80 yojanas. So these are all transcendental pastime. It has to be just simply, one has to be happy in hearing such naughty, mischievous pastimes of the Supreme Lord. And actually, at one time, since he was continuously tested, then Murari Gupta came in front of Lord Chaitanya and told that I cannot give up worship of Lord Chaitanya, nor can I defy your order. What can I do? He was very pleased, Lord Chaitanya. So your devotional service is fixed, and every master becomes pleased with your seva. And then he wrote Ramadas in Murari Gupta's forehead. So he was like a contemporary Gurukul mate of Murari Gupta, and he was also intimately playing with Murari Gupta at the shore of the Ganges. And then he had such wonderful pastime of riding on his back, Murari Gupta disguised himself because they have mystic power now. He immediately became like a Garuda, and Lord Chaitanya became Vishnu form. This all happened at the house of Srivastava Thakur. Then one time when Murari Gupta came, actually he first offered respects to Lord Chaitanya. Because Hanuman has the mood of Lord Ram, because Lakshman is his younger brother. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reminded him that actually Nityananda Prabhu is elder to me. And the next day when he came, he first offered his respectful obeisances to Nittai. Then Lord Chaitanya was very happy. And whatever pastime we hear from Chaitanya Charitamrita or Chaitanya Bhagavata, all the early childhood pastime was witnessed and recorded by Murari Gupta, the famous book called as the Chaitanya Charita. And he also has his own kadacha. Kadacha means diary. Like people, whatever the incident happens in the day, they used to mention in the diary, like the book called Murari Gupta Kadacha, Chaitanya Charita, Mahakavya. Because whatever pastime Lord Chaitanya performed at Jagannath Puri was told by Swarup Damodar Goswami to Raghunatha Dasa Goswami. And whatever the Navadvip pastime Murari Gupta witnessed was told by Murari Gupta to Swarup Damodar and later got transferred to Raghunatha Dasa Goswami and later to Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami. So these kadacha are the valuable treasure for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And this is the Murari Gupta's favorite Gaurnitai deities, which can be seen at Murari Gupta Bhavan. And then to Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, he was a famous Acharya. Rati Manjari Bhanumati in Krishna Leela came as Raghunatha Dasa Goswami. Mahaprabhu taught how a devotee should be renounced. And there is a place called as Krishnapur. On the other bank of Panihati, there is a place called as Sabdagram, seven villages. Out of the seven villages, one village is Krishnapur. We can see in the left hand side the murti of Raghunatha Dasa Goswami and his famous worshipable Gaurnitai deities and Radha Krishna deities. He was born in this area. And then he had wonderful association of Haridas Thakur by his family priest, Balaram Acharya, and also had wonderful association of Yadunandan Acharya. And he was the first Goswami who met Lord Chaitanya. He met Lord Chaitanya after Mahaprabhu took sannyas at Katwa when he came to Shantipur, because Shantipur, this Krishnapur, Sabdagram are all not far away. So he came there to meet Lord Chaitanya and he was too enthusiastic to accompany him. Lord Chaitanya told that, don't be over enthusiastic. Control yourself. Don't advertise yourself. Worship Krishna within your mind and heart. Time will come when Krishna will show his mercy towards you. Then you can serve him. Like that. Actually, the bhakti path, whenever you are, because Prabhupada also used to say that the spiritual practice or sadhana should be silently executed. It should not be advertised. But at the same time, out of compassion, we preach to others. That is a different thing. So Krishnapur, it's a famous place where actually he had the opulence like an Indra, and he was completely detached from his early childhood days. He wanted to associate with the Lord Chaitanya, but he was brought back every time by his parents. The soldiers were employed. And this is actually the remnant house. It was actually like a big palace at that time. And actually, behind this house, there is a big canal. Even the ship used to come, and then because they were business people, the ship used to come and then it will harbor itself behind that house. And thousands of horses and thousands of elephants would be the opulent house of this palace. But now it looks like a remote village. In the course of action, even in this few centuries, many things have changed. This famous worshipable deity. And one day, because Adi Sabdagram Krishnapur is just opposite to Panihati, only river Ganga separates it. So when he came to know that actually Lord Nityananda has come to Panihati, he came there and then he offered his Dandavat Pranam. Then his associate told to Nityananda Prabhu that Raghunath has come. Since he was offering respect, Dandavat Pranam from distant places, Nityananda called him a thief, and then in order to punish him, he told that you have to immediately feed all my associates. Then immediately he was a big merchant now. He immediately purchased yogurt and then milk and then condensed milk banana, camphor, whatever eatables available. And then immediately it was made as prasad and given as two parts at the hand of each devotee. So they all enjoyed a picnic because Nityananda Prabhu developed the mood of Balaram along with his associate, how they were enjoying at the bank of river Yamuna. So similar pastime happened here at the Panihati. We all know the famous Chittadahi Mahotsav. So wonderful. So many varieties. Immediate. And everyone enjoyed. So this is actually a picnic. This continues forever. And actually, serving the Vaishnava is the greatest boon. And here Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, he had the opportunity to please Lord Nityananda and his close associates. Then immediately Lord Nityananda brought Lord Chaitanya from Jagannath Puri. And only his close associates could see Lord Chaitanya's presence, but others could see only some morsel of rice being thrown from the hand of Lord Nityananda and getting disappeared. And then Lord Nityananda took Lord Chaitanya to each devotee, and then he took a morsel and put it at the mouth of Lord Chaitanya. So such were the intimate pastime. There were no place from where devotees came, people came, no one knew. But everyone got a feed up. So that is actually the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Lord. And then Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, they danced in ecstasy. Wherever Nityananda Prabhu dances, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would appear there. But here actually Lord Nityananda was able to bring Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the very spot, Panihati. And some close associates, they could understand the fragrant garland. They could understand Mahaprabhu is here. So such very intimate pastime happened with Raghunatha Dasa Goswami along with the associates of Lord Nityananda and his associate. And after he took blessings from Lord Nityananda only, then he was able to trick in a such a way that actually he was able to escape from Krishnapur to Jagannath Puri. He almost walked for many days and days. Almost he took food only for 3 days out of the 12 days. And then he came to Jagannath Puri where he was accepted by Lord Chaitanya and entrusted to Swarup Damodar Goswami. Served Jagannath Puri for 16 years. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would appreciate Raghunatha Dasa Goswami's renunciation spirit. Because actually, a Gaudiya Vaishnava means he should be detached. All instruction Mahaprabhu gave to Raghunatha Dasa Goswami was through Swarup Damodar. But when once Raghunatha Dasa Goswami directly confronted Mahaprabhu to give instruction, he told he is fully competent, who? Swarup Damodar. But anyhow, I want to say only this: Gramya Katha Na Shunibe, Gramya Vartana Kahibe, Balana Kaibe Ara, Balana Paribe, Amani Manada Hanya Krishna Nama Sadalabe, Raja Radha Krishna Seva Manase Karibe. Don't indulge in worldly talk. This is the instruction. Actually, this instruction is given by Mahaprabhu to us through Raghunatha Dasa Goswami. Don't hear worldly talk. Try your best to avoid mundane matters. Don't eat delicious food, but take whatever ordinary food may come out of its own accord. And don't dress luxuriously. Always try to take the name of Krishna with the attitude of giving respect to others without expecting respect from anyone. Be humble and never aspire for respectful dealings from others. In this way, try to take the name of Krishna constantly and within try to serve Sri Sri Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. Mentally be in Vrindavan rendering service to Sri Sri Radha Krishna Leela. And we all know that Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, he followed this perfectly. 22 and a half hours he was 22 hours a day he was engaged. Only 1.5 hours, 2 hours a rest. And that too actually he would serve in his Siddha Deha Sarupa to Radha Krishna. Actually in spiritual world there is no rest because actually only material body requires a rest. Spiritual body is fully hyperactive, hyperactive, hyperactive. Sometimes for fun, entertainment, they may take transcendental rest. And here in the material world after everyone wants to work for some time and then they want retirement. But in spiritual world, no retirement. So actually, They were such a great exalted personality. 24 hours a day, they were serving Radha and Krishna. And whenever such instruction comes, we should take that actually this instruction is for me. And that is the mood, how devotee should imbibe the mood. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Sikshartham Yeka Purusha Puranaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sariradari Kripam Buddhiryastam Aham Prapadye. Let me take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who has descended in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us the three things: real knowledge, devotional service, and detachment. This is what we require. Detachment from whatever does not foster Krishna consciousness, give it up. That's all. Devotional service is the ultimate. The real knowledge that we are eternal servant of Krishna. Mahaprabhu is the ocean of mercy. Let me surrender unto his lotus feet. Actually, if we say that actually we are followers of Mahaprabhu, we should actually imbibe this sloka. Everyone should be detached and should be fully focused in devotional service and should have real knowledge. Real knowledge in the sense hearing about Krishna Katha regularly, attentively, focusing on the pastimes and being absorbed. That will take one back home, back to Godhead. And Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, when he was living at the bank of the Radha Kund, actually, he didn't build any hut. And since there was sun, perspiration coming from the body of Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, Srimati Radharani herself covered Raghunatha Das' head with the veil. And this Sanatan Goswami saw and then chastised Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, we should give service to Radha Krishna, not take service from them. And then he started to build a bhajan kutir. So Lord Chaitanya was so deeply attached with Raghunatha Dasa Goswami that when he was residing at Jagannath Puri, he gave Shalagram Shila and Gunja Mala, Govardhan Shila. What is this Govardhan Shila? Because when Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, after the disappearance of Mahaprabhu, within few years, Swarup Damodar Goswami disappeared. Then he wanted to commit suicide. And then he wanted to fall down from Govardhan Hill. But ultimately, he being the Rati Manjari or the Bhanumati in Krishna Leela, Mahaprabhu already gave him the Govardhan Shila. I am giving you the residence. Even while he was residing at Jagannath Puri itself. And he was completely, all our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, they used to have their bhajan kutir at Radha Kund because they are completely immersed in as Manjaris in the service of Radha Krishna. So this is Shantipur actually when Raghunatha Dasa Goswami met Lord Chaitanya for the first time. They are Manjaris. Always engaged in the service. Sometime actually, he used to, after Mahaprabhu disappeared, he used to take only fruit and milk. After Swarup Damodar disappeared, he used to take only buttermilk. After Swarup Damodar disappeared, it doesn't take anything. But one time, a doctor came and analyzed that he was heavily fed. Then, when the close associates asked, yes, he told that there was a huge, nice feast at Golaka along with Srimati Radharani. He had a nice feast. That all happens in the Siddha Deha Swarupa. He wrote wonderful books, Tavavali, Manasiksha, and also Dana Keli Chintamani, Mukta Charita, and also gave every day 3 hours talk on Gaura Leela. And his samadhi is also in the banks of Radha Kund. He also met Srinivasa Acharya when Janava Mata came there. Many more wonderful pastime had happened. So we are very, very fortunate enough to hear about the glorious pastimes of Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami, Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, Murari Gupta and Madhvacharya. So very happy to associate with you this holy month of heart. Thank you. Mataji, I finished on time.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Hello, Brahms. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for taking us to this virtual tour once again. So thank you also for finishing on time also. And also, thank you to all the devotees for staying with us. And now we will be having our We will not have our questions session now as we have the parikrama, Vrindavan virtual parikrama. So let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Vancha
Vancha
Kalpadripa.
kalpa tarubhyasya kripa sindhubhyo cha
Vancha
patitanam
Kalpadripa,
pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo
Vancha
namah.
Vaishnavebhyo
namah. राधे राधे।
हरे कृष्ण या प्रभु जी इज देयर माता जी ऑन द कॉल प्रभु जी इज जॉइन
या आई आई एम चेकिंग माता जी इफ नॉट आई कैन गिव ए कॉल बिकॉज इट्स लिटिल अर्ली राइट आई डोंट